From Maine Public Radio and mainepublic.org, I'm Nora Flaherty, bringing you the news on this day in Maine, Monday, February 1st, 2021.
This Day in Maine is made possible by listeners and by the Maine law firm of Eaton Peabody, serving generations of Maine families and businesses from offices in Augusta, Bangor, Brunswick, Ellsworth, and Portland.
The number of COVID-19 cases in Maine is approaching the 40,000 mark. The Maine Center for Disease Control is reporting another 219 cases of the disease and five more deaths today. That brings the total number of cases to 39,534 and deaths to 595. More than 153,000 COVID-19 vaccine doses have been administered in Maine. That includes both first and second doses for some. Northern Light Health plans to vaccinate 900 people tomorrow at its first mass vaccination clinic. But the site at the Cross Insurance Center in Bangor has been set up to accommodate at least 2,000 people.
So that's way more than we're actually vaccinating. So it allows for them to bring their family members. It allows for us to have that social distancing that we need to do.
Dr. James Jarvis, leader of Northern Lights Incident Command, led a press tour of the vaccination site today. He says the whole process from beginning to end should take about 40 minutes, including a mandatory 15-minute observation period to ensure that a patient experiences no adverse reactions to the shot. Those with a history of allergies will be required to remain an additional 15 minutes longer. Northern Light plans to go ahead with tomorrow's clinic regardless of the weather. They say that those with an appointment who can make it in spite of the snowstorm should do so. People who can't travel must call to reschedule for the next clinic, currently planned for Thursday, where their dose will be held for them. Jarvis says all appointments that are confirmed have a dose available and no doses will be allowed to go to waste. And Democratic Congressman Jared Golden says members of his own party should be working with Republicans on pandemic relief. He's part of the Problem Solvers Caucus in the House, a group he says continues to work on pandemic relief legislation from a bipartisan position.
Some of the people in the Problem Solvers Caucus are very conservative and others progressive. What matters is whether or not they're willing to be pragmatic in accepting where we are as a country and what needs to be done.
Golden says instead of enormous packages with controversial provisions and large price tags, Congress should focus on a plan that includes areas of agreement between the two parties and send it to President Biden for his signature. Looking at weather tonight, heavy snow spreading everywhere but the north with strong wind, especially at the coast, where gusts could exceed 40 miles an hour. Overnight lows in the teens to the low 30s, and tomorrow snow expanding north and slowing down at the coast and inland. Chance of some sleet mixed in down east. We'll have 6 to 12 inches in most of the state, a little more in the far south and maybe the mountains. Wind calming, highs in the mid-20s to mid-30s. For the past 2 weeks, people 70 and older have been eligible to get the COVID-19 vaccine in Maine. But the number of doses the state has received so far is well below what's needed to vaccinate all of the 193,000 people in this group. Healthcare providers have been flooded with phone calls from people desperately seeking an appointment. Patty White reports on the frustration and sometimes elation that older Mainers are experiencing as they try to get vaccinated.
The COVID-19 vaccine is 74-year-old Robin Rosser's ticket to some sense of normalcy. Rosser has a serious lung disease and rarely leaves her Lewiston apartment for fear of becoming exposed to the new coronavirus. She says she's tried to get an appointment by calling several of the dozens of clinics listed on Maine's COVID-19 vaccination website.
Normally, you get a recording,
which more often than not sound like this.
At this time, all available appointments have been booked.
Our clinics are full at this time and we are not scheduling future appointments until we have additional vaccine.
And even at locations that allow people to pre-register for the vaccine and get a phone call back when appointments become available, the voice on the other end of the phone is often recorded.
This could very well take weeks or even months, depending on which phase you fall into. Please do not call our office for updates. Be patient and don't worry, you are on the list.
But waiting for a return phone call that could be weeks or months away is unnerving for Rosser.
It's just chasing down one rabbit hole after another. It's very frustrating. I've never talked to a human being yet.
For John and Lorraine Mitchell, who are in their 70s and live in Calais, the search has also been frustrating. John says they haven't been able to find a clinic in the area that's even booking appointments.
We're used to it, aren't we? Because almost in every endeavor, is it undertaken by the state or anybody else, we are generally the last.
The Mitchells say they're trying to follow Maine CDC guidance as they wait for an opening in their local area. But practicing patients can be hard as they witness others in their age group who are able to get appointments.
Our experience was actually quite wonderful and quite seamless.
74-year-old Stanley Eller of Brunswick says he and his wife go to a doctor's practice that's part of Midcoast Hospital in Brunswick. Shortly after Maine opened up vaccines to people 70 and older, Eller says he got an email from his doctor with a link to sign up for a dose. He and his wife were able to get appointments within 3 days. Getting the vaccine was a huge relief, but Eller says it's difficult to watch their friends continue a desperate search.
They then asked the questions of, how did we manage to get it? And we have no idea why it was that we happened to be lucky that day.
There's this real feeling that folks who are tied to health systems are immediately first in line.
Whether that's true or not, says Lori Parham of AARP Maine, many people in rural areas feel they're at the end of the line. And she says people are also frustrated by the various options for signing up for the vaccine. In some instances, providers contact patients directly. In others, they have to make the phone call themselves to a clinic or go online.
If they had the information, if they knew how the process was going to work, and if it didn't seem to be different depending on where you lived, that would provide some real relief to older people.
The confusion about when and how to sign up for the vaccine has prompted all five of Maine's area agencies on aging to provide assistance to older adults. The executive director of the Aroostook agency, Joy Baresi-Saucier, says her office gets 10 to 20 calls a day. She's pulled together a team of staff and volunteers who enroll people directly if they request help.
First of all, they're pleased to talk to someone and say, just tell their story to us and tell us what they need. But they're really excited when they get the call back that says, we've got an appointment for you.
But the reality is that many people who are eligible for the vaccine are still going to have to wait weeks for a shot because Maine doesn't have enough supply. So far, the state has received about 155,000 first doses. That's less than half the roughly 330,000 people who are currently included in Phase 1A and 1B of the vaccine rollout. Dr. Nirav Shah of the Maine CDC has urged older adults to be patient as the state grapples with low supply. But 75-year-old Ann Wells of Southwest Harbor says that's increasingly hard to do.
I guess the more friends tell me that they have appointments, undoes me, makes me think I'm falling through the cracks and, you know, they maybe aren't going to get to me.
Wells says she spends hours clicking links trying to get appointments for her and her husband to no avail. And now that there are variants of COVID-19 making their way around the U.S., getting vaccinated soon feels even more urgent.
But it seems like it's up to me. So if I don't get through, what happens to me?
The Maine CDC is planning to launch a central statewide registration system. And Lori Parham of AARP Maine says that will help. But it may be several weeks before that's available. In the meantime, she urges healthcare providers to over-communicate with older Mainers about how they might access the vaccine. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Patty White.
Ann Wells updated us late today that after spending the afternoon online, she was finally able to get appointments for herself and her husband. A population that is also waiting to be vaccinated is Maine prisoners. Even though they live in crowded congregate settings and some are older and have underlying health conditions, it's not clear when they'll get their shots. Incarcerated people are 4 times more likely to get COVID than the general public. And as corrections officers begin rolling up their sleeves, advocates are pressing state officials to make prisoners a priority. Susan Sharon has more.
Over the past 2 weeks, a medical team has been visiting Maine State Correctional Facilities, vaccinating prison staff. By the middle of February, Corrections Commissioner Randy Liberty says more than 760 workers will have received their doses.
That's about 70% of our staff have agreed to take the vaccination. The governor, myself, and all the leadership at MDOC have strongly encouraged our officers as a way to provide a safer environment for them and for the residents in our care to get vaccinated.
Strict protocols have been adopted to try to keep the virus at bay, including mandatory PPE and temperature checks for corrections officers and others entering facilities. In addition, Liberty says more than 7,000 COVID-19 tests have been administered to both staff and prisoners. Since the beginning of the pandemic, more than 50 prison staff have tested positive for COVID-19, along with nearly 160 prisoners, including one juvenile. One prisoner at Mountain Valley Correctional Center died from the disease.
I think it's probably accurate to say Maine's case rate is low, and it's not artificially low because of lack of testing.
Lauren Brinkley Rubenstein is the co-founder of the COVID Prison Project and a faculty member at the University of North Carolina. She's been tracking the rate of infection among prisoners and staff around the country, as well as prison vaccination.
The public health mission is to put vaccines in places where we know there's going to be the highest impact. And it really has to be jails and prisons, because that's where, you know, many, many infections have been. And so, you know, we're just trying to use the data that's available to underscore that point.
Around the country, Rubenstein says 100 of the largest single-site COVID outbreaks have been in correctional facilities. And while Maine's prison system has a low rate of infection compared to other states, it also has the advantage of having a low prison population, about 1,700 prisoners. So Rubenstein says the state could deal a blow to the coronavirus by inoculating a relatively small number of people at highest risk for the disease, those behind bars.
Prioritizing medically vulnerable people and people over the age of 70 and incarcerated people in general is a matter of science, it's a matter of law, and it's a matter of morality.
Megan Sway is the policy director for the ACLU of Maine. In December, her group wrote a letter to the Maine CDC and the Department of Health and Human Services asking for incarcerated people to be prioritized in the state's vaccination plan.
It's a matter of science because people who are incarcerated can't physically distance. It's a matter of law because the state of Maine has a legal obligation to provide adequate health care.
And says Sway, it's a matter of morality because incarcerated people should not be punished a second time by being denied adequate medical care.
You know, every day is just, we feel like it's a smoldering fire that's going to all of a sudden break out and become an issue.
Cumberland County Sheriff Kevin Joyce says he's only just started to see a trickle of the staff at the county jail get vaccinated, three last week and a few on Monday. Recently, one prisoner who tested positive was released and then returned and tested positive again. Joyce has no idea when prisoners will be vaccinated. The not knowing, he says, is frustrating.
And again, we can't shut our doors and say, don't come back. So it is a bit of a challenge.
Joe Jackson of the Maine Prisoner Advocacy Coalition says he's hearing from prisoners who are facing extended lockdowns and loss of programming during the pandemic and feeling at heightened risk of transmission.
I mean, a huge portion of the population have been diagnosed with Hep C. You know, so there are a lot of folks with a lot of underlying conditions in this population, and people are really concerned.
Around the country, prisoners at federal correctional facilities and some state ones are starting to be vaccinated, but many in places where the virus has already taken a much heavier toll. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Susan Sharon.
And that's today's Maine News. You can find more stories online at mainepublic.org and tune in tomorrow at 11 for Maine Calling. I'm Nora Flaherty.